Dave Beamish and I were co-chairs for the first CMHA National Consumer Advisory Committee from 1986 until about 1990. One of my favorite memories of Dave was during one of the empowerment meetings when we were walking down a long corridor in a conference center. I do not remember what I said, but he stopped and said slowly and carefully, "Don't social work me, Jane." His warning continues to remind me that we were working together for self-determination, empowerment, and control over our own lives, and sometimes even well-meaning friends can undermine that independence. I tell that story because his determination to live his own life in his own way was inspiring. Dave pioneered the idea of Ulysses agreements. He knew that at times his illness went out of control, and when it did, he was unwilling to accept help. He signed an agreement with his healthcare providers and friends that even if he refused, they could insist that he be treated. The title, Ulysses Agreement, comes from the ancient Greek story of the world traveler, also called Odysseus, who knew he could be drugged and entrapped by the goddess Circe. Another god, Hermes, gave Ulysses a root that served as an antidote. Instead of being trapped and enchanted, the antidote allowed Ulysses to confront Circe and thus gain the supplies that he and his crew needed to continue their journey. When Dave was well, he accepted the drugs that let him function. So while he was well, he signed the Ulysses Agreement for his friends and professional supports to help him regain his mental health. Today, living wills or healthcare directives are quite common, but Dave Beamish led the way. I admired Dave immensely. Our different backgrounds and common intention for a better life for people with mental illness made us a good team. This is Jane White from Regina, Saskatchewan.